WOKC News.
Giving it the once-over with WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. Okeechobee County Commissioners held a pre-application hearing on the plans for Redemption Holdings on 441. County Planner Bill Roy has explained what they're trying to develop there at the corner of Charles Harvey and 441.
A larger lot of the east, which is going to be for a church, a lot in the middle, which is going to be probably for retail, and they have three lots along the highway. Their intent is one for a 7-Eleven gas station, the other two for future fast food restaurants.
23 acres will be developed. Future public hearings will be scheduled this year. Highlights of the five-year Florida Department of Transportation tentative work plan for Okeechobee County does not include any funding to start constructing the long-awaited bypass road. The budget does include $11.7 million for engineering and right-of-way for 710 between 441 and the L-63 canal in 2027. There is some construction dollars to realign Martin Grade with Southeast 126th Boulevard, $7.3 million in 2030. In 2027, the state plans to provide $3 million of the county to reconstruct sections of Northeast 56th Avenue between Northeast 120th Street and Northeast 144th Avenue. They also plan to give $5 million to the county to resurface 144th Street between 441 and 56th Avenue. 710 continues to be a death trap, according to Martin County's sheriff. They've had four deaths there on the road in the first few weeks of the year. Deputies now are out in force, and instead of warnings and education, they plan to cite all drivers for infractions, including speeding, impaired driving, and aggressive driving. Lieutenant Dave Rocco said they tried education for years, and it was not successful.
The bottom line is the Martin County Sheriff's Office is here to ensure that you are safe out there on the roadways. With that said, if you're out there committing violations, if you're out there breaking the law, if you're speeding, you're cutting other cars off, you're going to get stopped and you will be cited. There's not going to be any breaks on this.
Central Florida Congressman Maxwell Frost introducing three bills on Capitol Hill he says will help end gun violence. He says gun violence is now the leading cause of death for children. He's introducing the measures to try and end gun violence.
Taken together, all three of these bills form a proactive, preventative focus approach to gun violence. And it's about accountability and making sure that when we say never again, we actually mean it.
The Pahokee City Commission sent a letter to Mayor Sarah Baxter, their county commissioner in that area. They want to see if Palm Beach County can do more to help the city improve. Interim City Manager Tammy Busey listed the woes and the problems in Pahokee currently.
The decline of the local economy, the loss of health care services, deteriorating housing conditions, and underutilized land highlights a number of complex, interconnected challenges for our community.
I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.